Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Houston lifted the boil water order. The order had more than 2,000 people boiling their tap water before drinking or using it. The boil water order went into effect on Sunday when a power failure water purification plant caused water pressure levels to. The holiday shopping season's officially underway, and look at how much shopping you did on Cyber Monday. He's Norman Hall.
Millions have taken part in the virtual post-giving weekend hunt for holiday deals. Days after flocking on Black Friday, consumers went online on Cyber Monday to score some more discounts on gifts and other items that have been priced because of high inflation. Cyber Monday was expected the year's biggest online shopping day and rake in $1.6 billion in sales. That's according to Analytics, which tracks transactions at over 8,500 U.S. online stores.
You might have trouble buying everyday essentials, say business groups, if there's a...
Joe Biden is calling on Congress to pass legislation to intervene and block a railroad strike before next deadline. Four rail unions that represent more than 115,000 workers in the industry. And could cause economic pain across the country. The rail unions have ratified their deals that include 4% raises and $5,000 in bonuses.
Missouri will execute a man who killed a St. Louis area police in 2005. The governor says he will not grant say. Fewer than half the people in England and Wales consider themselves Christian. That's a first in Britain. The most recent census. This is AP News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untold. Now get up to 50% off at the Cyber Monday sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite styles now at Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkle-free. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at your Untuckit store or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit. To be worn, untucked.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated. Children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta attorneys. 404-793-0000 at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, 75 Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection? A post ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire 8-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry.
What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Drive carefully if you're going to northwest Wisconsin today. A quick-moving winter storm is bringing snow to western Wisconsin, most of it north and west of Eau Claire. The storm gets stronger as it heads east, with snow to the north, a mix of rain and snow just south of Interstate 94, and mostly rain to the south. It's also the time of year for car deer crashes. There have been about 16,000 deer crashes in Wisconsin over the past 2 years. Some auto body shops say they're booked out until March as more drivers choose to fix their cars than buy new. Deer are most active at dawn and dusk. In sports, Badger men's basketball hosts Wake Forest tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Profile and choose settings. From here, you'll want to click on In Meeting. Then scroll down and turn on.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
All right, man. I mean, it sound a little strong, huh?
Huh?
Do I sound all right?
Oh, yeah, no, you sound good.
Oh, okay, good, man. That's good to sound good.
Is these boxes that we got here.
Yeah, man, the technology is getting better all the time.
Yep.
Kudos to our man Brian, right?
Yeah, thank
all
God
right,
for
so,
Brian.
So, you know, as my guests seem to be really excited about the opening of my show with Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, I always say to people, you know, over 50 years ago, 51 or so, that song was produced. Mm-hmm. And every morning I hear it, you realize that it is an anthem that will never, ever go out of vogue, because it is just the truth. Mm-hmm. Things are happening all over the world. And they're going to continue to happen in many instances, not always in the best interest of what's happening with people. So having said that, I want to welcome an old friend. You know, when we were kind of young fathers finding our way, Mr. Arnold Syphax, he's an associate pastor at New Testament Church. Just a great church, a great pastor. And, man, it is so good to see you after all these years.
It's good to see you as well.
Yeah, you know, we're a little bigger a frame.
We. Yeah.
But when we were young fathers, mm-hmm. You and I and our families were engaged and involved in a program of mentoring for young boys.
Yes.
And those were really good times. I guess I didn't really realize the impact that really had on us and our families.
That was amazing. It was the Youth Leadership Academy.
Right.
And I think your boy was really quite young as well. Mine were a little bit older.
Yes.
And I think my first very intense encounter was with an issue that your little boy had with someone else, and I served as a mediator.
Yeah.
And you and your wife came in, and you were hot. And I was able to de-escalate you.
You know.
And your young man did a fabulous job. And the Youth Leadership Academy actually affected over 600 boys that came from families that wanted some type of mentorship. And we did it on Saturday at Marquette Campus. And that was just a fabulous thing. And my heart is still with, you know, African-American boys moving forward. And from our earlier conversation before we went on the air, your heart's still there as well.
Oh, man, there's no question that the needs that our young men needed at that time are magnified now. And because there are less fathers who are involved and engaged in the lives of those boys. But that's a horse of another color, and we'll talk about that again sometime. But I want to also welcome Patrick McSweeney. He is a public relations consultant, media relations, strategic communications, crisis communication, spokesperson, training, grassroots, and a whole lot of other things. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Earl.
It's good to see you again.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah, it's been a while since you and I crossed paths.
Last time you were in a small studio on Brady Street.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a nice transition. But anyway, let's talk about the project that you guys are involved in and why it's so critically important. Who wants to begin?
I can begin. I serve as the director of HEMAD. HEMAD is a project that was created through Conversions Resource Center, run by Dr. Debbie Lassiter. And that organization actually assists women that has gone through trauma and acclimating them back into society and assisting them in moving forward. This HEMAD actually came as a result of some of the women that were being helped that were trafficked and that was rescued. And so these are survivors of traffic that are actually working for her, and as well as going through processes for getting their mental capacity back, so to speak. With that, HEMAD was birthed because men didn't really have an interest in that or didn't really recognize it. And she, as well as some of the survivors, thought it would be a good idea to make men and boys aware of sex trafficking, its importance of trying to eradicate it, the importance of how it affects Wisconsin and actually the world as we see it. But here in Wisconsin, it affects 72 different counties, of course, all 72, and it's not just geared strictly towards those who are in poor areas or upwardly bound areas or rural areas. It's all areas. So it affects all of those areas, and we thought it would be an important venture to get men involved in educating them on the importance of trying to eradicate it, and just by taking a pledge that if they see something, basically they'll say something, and to put their heart into it, because it could very well be someone out of their family. It could be a daughter. It could be an aunt. It could be cousins, little cousins, and things of that nature. We just wanted to make men aware. And so what we do with HEMAD stands for, again, human trafficking, educators working with men and boys to stand against the demand. Just like in most products, they look at this as a demand. If we can stop that, we can possibly slow down and ultimately, hopefully, stop sex trafficking.
So let me begin by saying I spent the last 12 years volunteering in Milwaukee Public Schools and was able to see something going on with our young girls. And any administrator will tell you that they have more trouble out of those young girls than they do out of the young boys. And so what you were able to see in having dialogue and conversation with young girls is that something has happened to them. And their anger and their rage have them in a situation where they don't understand their value. They don't know the value of their bodies. They don't understand those things because something has happened. And we live in a society that is so twisted and jaded by men that father, uncle, brother, cousin, boyfriend have taken off on young girls. And unfortunately, they can't sometimes talk to the mother in their home, or they can't talk to people about what has happened to them. And so when you see that destruction of the spirit of a young girl before she gets to become a woman, you really realize that we really have some issues in this country that have to be addressed by men. And I'll say this before we turn it over to Mike. You know, there's this argument right now about what's happening in Afghanistan and the Taliban, and it's taking away the freedoms of women, and we are complaining, and as well we should, because human beings are human beings. It doesn't matter where they are. They should all be treated with dignity and respect. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about the fact that Muslim women have to wear burqas and they cover themselves up, and we say how much of a penalty that is on a woman. But in this country, we objectify women, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, look at it. Mm-hmm. We're not in any position in our nation to talk about what others do to women. When you look at what happens in our own country, and the fact that you're bringing this issue up is all the more reason why more people should know about it, because the damage that it does to a young girl before she even gets to become a woman, and then she turns around and has to rear children, and we ask questions about, you know, what's going on, Mike.
Some of the statistics are really, really challenging. You're looking at not only young girls, but young boys.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is, you know, basically they are in bondage. They are slaves. They have no escape, and they are dependent on their captor, who is using them. And as you kind of pointed out, you know, we're in a disposable society, and these are people who are just being seen as a product to be sold. And we know it's wrong. And this may not be the, you know, greatest breakfast subject that you want to discuss, but you're right. It's an important one that needs to be discussed, and we have to do something
about it. So hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. My guest is Pastor Arnold Syphax and Mr. Patrick McSweeney. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes.
and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 52. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 23. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance of flurries. Daytime highs approaching 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Twenty-one years old.
That's good to leave.
Trashman didn't get my trash today. Oh, why? Because they want more pay. Buses on strike want a raise in fare, so they can help.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest, Patrick McSweeney, he is a public relations consultant and Pastor Arnold Syfax, and we are talking about a subject that is a global subject. And if we can't wrap our arms around this situation, the future is very bleak, because if we don't understand the value of a woman, and in the society, in the world, we don't. Women are the ones who rear the children. They're the ones, and we as men sometimes don't understand that, and so women are faced with some very difficult tasks. They are the ones who birthed the child. The child, the blood of that woman, her thoughts, all of those things go into the child in the development stages of the child, right? If a woman has had a difficult time in her life, chances are, in the development stages of the child in her, the child is going to have some difficult situations in their lives.
Let me circle back to what you'd mentioned before about the girls in schools,
right,
that are a little more
being
intense.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I really believe that part of that is due to, like I stated before, our society, where we are right now, where the Gen Zs are right now, where our communities are as it stands. Coupled with all the things that's been pushed on our teenagers or young kids. With that being stated, I firmly believe that part of it is because role models are thin, and they don't have a lot of them in front of them. I'm not saying all, but the lack of role models, the lack of fathers in the home, I was talking to Terrence Ray not too long ago, talking about the fatherhood initiative, fathers being involved. These are all contributing factors to putting these young girls in vulnerable situations, which makes them prime targets for those who are looking to traffic. And with that being said, trafficking for young girls and young boys, mind you, they hit the most vulnerable, those who are runaways, those who are homeless, the LGBTQ youth, children in foster systems, victims of previous abuse, young girls and boys of color, children who've been even disabled children. I mean, traffickers have no, you know, remorse for what they do, because their bottom line is about money. This being one of the highest financial economic travesties that's out there. This is a $1 billion structure of trafficking, and it's not just the guy that's out there on the street. We're talking multi levels of involvement of men who are the biggest participants of this, that place women and boys and children in an area of being pulled into the trafficking system.
So let me ask you, when you talk about role models and those kind of things, mm-hmm. and you look and you see the Cardi B's, and mm-hmm. you look and see the Megan Thee Stallion, and you know, and others, and so young girls aspire to be that. They don't realize exactly who and what these people are. Mm-hmm. They see the fame, they see the money. And sometimes they aspire to be that. Mike, your thoughts?
They Patrick. Don't understand.
Patrick, I'm sorry.
I've been called all sorts of things in my life.
I put it on automatic pilot instead of doing my work.
They don't understand that a lot of this is an act.
Right.
When we were growing up, Alice Cooper was, so far out there. It's an act. He's actually a preacher's kid, and he's the straightest guy you'd ever want to meet off stage. But, all of that, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, that's all an act. And unfortunately, because of social media and the way we our society puts people on a pedestal with fame, people think that's the way they are all the time. And unfortunately, the kids get sucked in. The other thing that is important to realize is, the traffickers aren't some guy who's going to drive up in a van and grab a kid off the sidewalk and drive off with them. A lot of times, it's family members. It's moms, dads, aunts, and uncles that actually suck the kid into trafficking, or it's a kid who feels outcast or is not part of the in crowd, and through social media, they are sucked in and groomed by the trafficker. And then by the time they understand what's happening, they're trapped and can't get out.
So, Patrick, hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. A heartbreaking subject, but we're going to have it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the...
Crisis in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley with an... ...actions against Russian soldiers in the Kherson region are likely the beginning. The AP's Karen Shamas...
Months of occupation, the city of Kherson is finally back in hands. However, reports are arising of allegations of torture in the region. The Associated Press spoke to people who alleged torture took place by Russians in the key Ukraine city. Five alleged torture rooms have been found in the city, along with at least four more in the wider Kherson region. ...investigated and threatened with death, according to police. They were forced to give information about relatives or acquaintances with ties to the Ukrainian army, including names and locations. The accusations made so far are likely only the beginning. I'm Karen Jamas.
And I'm...
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from... ...sale and even deeper discounts on some of our favorite stocks. Happening now at Untuckit. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Can't go wrong with a gift of their super soft flannels and wrinkled shirts. So don't miss the Cyber Monday sale on now at Untuckit store or at Untuckit.com. Untuckit, designed to be worn, untucked.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell, firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated. In your children's lives. Remember Cordell and Cordell. We've matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
At Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's attorneys. 404-793-000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway, North 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. More and more parents and caregivers are taking time off work to stay home and care for sick children. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows workplace absences for childcare reasons rose to an all-time high in October. This year's respiratory illness season began early. Kids are coming home from daycare and school with everything from RSV, with or without pneumonia, to colds, rashes, and even strep. Childcare facilities already facing widespread worker shortages. Sick time and paid leave became a rallying cry during the onset of the COVID pandemic, with employers encouraging workers to stay home when sick, and workplaces made their policies more flexible so people could take care of their families. However, people in high-paying jobs are more likely to have access to paid time off. Lower-wage workers and people of color have considerably fewer workplace benefits. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. He-Mad is in the studio. Human trafficking is at the root of what He-Mad is. And my guest, Patrick McSweeney, and Pastor Arnold Syfax, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Just to give you a snippet of just how you know, serious this is. This is some information that was pulled up before they got here. Mr. McSweeney pulled this up. Two Central Pennsylvania college students to open coffee shop that will help victims of human trafficking. That was on November 28th. Turning Point launches program to help human trafficking survivors in Detroit, November 27th. Baraga County man charged in undercover human trafficking sting in Michigan, November 23rd. Women arrested for setting fire to monument for human trafficking victims, November 22nd. New York to require human trafficking recognition training for certain hospitality employees towards safer migration, countering human trafficking in an integrated South Asia nonprofit working to end human trafficking. Spectrum New York, human trafficking governor's office of crime prevention, youth and victims services, Maryland. Seven indicted for human trafficking over Cambodia-related job scams. Man arrested in connection with human trafficking investigation. This is in Ireland. Rescued trafficking victim. It takes 5 to 13 year olds.
5 to 13 year olds
to buy freedom. That's the Georgia virtue. Man arrested for human trafficking at Mackinac Bridge. Human Trafficking Task Force reveals data, discovers ways to create, on and on and on. And so it is a subject matter that is heartbreaking. Can you imagine? And then as Pastor Syphax said, I think it was Pastor Syphax, that a lot of these people who are trafficking their own children and relatives, which I find just unfathomable, man.
Yeah, sometimes it becomes the family business, and they traffic for whatever reason. And, of course, we know it's a travesty, but if it does become a family business, I'm sure people that are listening may think, well, I don't believe that. Well, the reality is the reality when you start looking at some of the stats that come from the TIP program or from TIP. Or when you look at some of the stats, even here in Wisconsin, the stats are still staggering. So that is in existence. It does happen, and it happens right in plain sight.
Do you think that, Pat, that America has made this a priority? or are you working to
We're working to get it. And one of the things is... the HEMAD program was created because we can't wait for government to do it. And because men are the biggest influencer, they're the biggest customer group, you know, why not go after men and ask men like you and me and Arnold, you know, let's stand up and say no more, not on in my house, not on my block, not on my neighborhood, not in my city. And if one man can influence another man to say, yeah, this is wrong. This is, you know, not only is it illegal, it's immoral. We know it's wrong. Why don't we stand up to it? Why don't we say, no, we're not going to stand for this? And that's what individual men have to do. And that's what HEMAD is all about.
You know, the fact that you're putting the onus on men is what I think is important in this situation. Because if men did say no, this could end tomorrow, right?
And that's the thing. We're trying to make men aware, because the biggest customer base in the commercial sex trade are men. And this is not to put a jab at men to make men feel bad, but it is to make us feel uncomfortable with what's going on. We want to put men in a position where they are moved to a point of action. Because if it was anything else, you know, like I say, priorities, this isn't really a big priority. Not in our government. It's not a big priority in our communities. It's not a big priority in our state. But we're trying to move it to that point. This is why we have men take a pledge And then we send those numbers to those who can make change so that there are some things in place to not only put away the traffickers, but also to assist the victims in their areas of trauma, to get them back so that they can be moved to a place to be, more ecumenical in their areas.
Well, you know, men say, well, it's consensual, right? And I don't, I don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, there are some areas. Like, I mean, we can go to Vegas, and we'll find that is consensual, definitely. But what I'm speaking of is coercion, fraud, and abuse, pushing them into. I'm not talking about willing participants, because there are people that are out there, and it may be the family business, and they may be consenting to do it. But there are those that are not consenting to this, those who have been coerced into this, those who have been bamboozled, tricked into it, runaways that need funds or need money, and people who have pulled them in and tried to romance them, so to speak, and get their mind changed to a point of making them believe that this is something that you need.
Well, this is kind of one of the oldest businesses known to man, and yet at least back in those days it was consensual. The woman who, and it didn't make it any better, but a woman who chose to do that as an adult, that was kind of an acceptable part of our society. But we're talking, in many instances, children.
We're talking children, anybody under 18.
Right.
So consent goes out the window. Under 18, crime. If there's coercion, where there is a threat of violence, there is a threat of, cutting off food, security, anything else, that's a crime, and it doesn't matter how old the person is. We see this not only, you think about sex trafficking, but you also have labor trafficking. You've got people who are basically indentured servants working for, at small factories, in restaurants, on farms. That's why, we're saying this happens in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. It happens in every community in America, whether it's a big city. It's not a big city problem. It happens in the suburbs. It's happening in Brookfield, Wisconsin. It's happening, on tribal lands.
Here in Waukesha.
It's happening in Waukesha. And what we're asking men to do is just stand up and say, this is wrong. I'm against it. I want to join other men in opposing it.
I think part of this is people who are listening now may not even believe this because they don't see it, right? Sometimes people only believe what they see. And so since I don't see that, they may think that we're just,
Which is really interesting because you just read several articles just from yesterday and the day before. Human trafficking is the second largest criminal enterprise in the world. Milwaukee is like many other large cities. It's considered the hub of human trafficking. Milwaukee is considered the hub of human trafficking and has been nicknamed the Harvard of human trafficking. Can you believe that? I mean, you're talking about we don't see it, but do we not really see it, or is it not really on our radar?
Are we looking for it?
Yeah. When we're not looking for something, we tend not to. If it's not important, if it's not a priority, we don't tend to see it. It's kind of like if you buy yourself a Tesla and you drive around in this Tesla, eventually, everywhere you drive, you're going to start seeing Teslas because you're driving it, you're familiar with it, and it pops up. It's in your psyche. Sex trafficking is right in plain sight, but we don't see it because it has not been made a priority, and that's what we're trying to move the needle to make it more of a priority.
So what about the clergy and the involvement of the clergy in this? Have you guys had dialogue and conversation with the clergy, and have they agreed and kind of bought into it?
Every clergy that I have spoken with, they're on board with it. They are on board with it. And believe it or not, all clergy are not in church. I spoke to a group of men in Madison, and they're in positions of authority, meaning over parts of the city there in Madison, and they are clergy. One is in a very high position there, and yet he is also a pastor.
So what about the political the involvement in this? Because, you know, these are the people who can strengthen the laws make things make people more accountable through legislation.
There are a couple of state assembly members that have been pushing changes in the laws where, say, a survivor or victim of human trafficking, rather than busting that person and charging them with a crime, if they've been forced into that crime, that they will not be charged for that because they've been forced into it, and instead the trafficker is going to be charged. So that's a change in the law that we're trying to get. It's been done for juveniles, but it's got to be expanded. But as you kind of, you know, I saw the expression on your face. It's when I said a few, your eyes bugged out. It's like, where are the rest?
Right.
Yeah, and that's the truth. That's the truth. There aren't as many, but the ones that are on board, they're on board. Just this past week during our kickoff, we had a chance to have some of these quote-unquote political figures involved in this. And even last year, we had some involved. We had Mandela Barnes. He was involved. We had Cavalier Johnson, Mayor Cavalier Johnson. He was involved. He was involved this year as well. We had people that we have reached out to, sheriffs that are part of this already. Those who are in political areas like it's escaping me. But we have contacted those that are in the areas of political power. And most times, they're on board with it, and some follow up and follow through with it. Cavalier Johnson has been a part of this since last year, and he's a part of it this year. He's also made HMAD he's given us a proclamation just recently.
So this is something that supersedes party affiliation.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, there should be no question about whether or not this is something that both Democrat and Republican should be able to sit down and break bread together.
It's a human issue. We're all humans, and it's not just black or white. It's not just, like I said earlier, it's in the LGBTQ.
So hold the thought. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? We'll be right back.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance hall. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 52. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. Highs around 28. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guests are Pastor Arnold Syphax and Patrick McSweeney. And our phone lines are open again at 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Brian Connor. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. You
oh,
don't
this
sound
is Jackie.
Like Yeah, you don't sound like Brian, but Jackie.
No, that's okay. My husband's name.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have thank you for having this topic on because I have to ask about a few situations I saw that I just got a bad gut instinct. I know 43 going to Wisconsin is supposed to be an area that gets heavily trafficked. And at Walgreens, twice a night, one time a little boy with an older woman, he's looking around, panicked, he looked fearful, he couldn't talk, he came running to me with open arms. And I'm like, oh, are you tired of shopping? This was many years ago. And the person he was with goes, don't bother the lady. You know, it didn't seem like a mom. Something seemed wrong, and he looked so scared. And I didn't know later what should I have done. Because you have no proof. If you call the police, you have no proof.
When you see something, say something. You know,
say something to the person, like the
no.
older person?
Go to the store manager and ask them to call the police. You think something, a crime is happening where somebody's being held against their will? You know, absolutely.
Okay, then we have, this is the other thing, we have a neighbors at the house of the rental. There was a woman there. She had like seven kids. They were all supposedly foster kids. One day, this little boy that I used to talk to every day, was real sweet, was gone. And I said, what happened to Tommy? Oh, there was nobody here living here by that name. I said, yes, there was. Did he get adopted? No. And so I told the policeman it was two houses down because she's saying, you're thinking of the boy that lives across the street. No, I'm not. I'm thinking of the boy that lives right here. It really scared me. And the police just rolled his eyes. He didn't do anything. Then, okay, I'll just give you one more instance, and this was an older man with an older African-American man with a white woman. She's dressed all preppy. He came into Walgreens, and I heard these orders, like, but they weren't in English words, like, and I went out to see what it was. There's this woman marching in front of him right to the ATM. She can't talk either. So takes money out, starts crying, and doesn't say a word. And, you know, I'm thinking these were trafficked people is what I'm thinking.
You know, there are several instances that we may make some presumptions based on what we see. And right. if we feel that there is something, you know, going on, that, you know, if there's something afoot, especially if it's something that's dealing with possible human trafficking, I would definitely say, if it's Walgreens, I would say, like Patrick said, talk to the manager there. But to take it even a step further, if you really suspect that there is something there, I would encourage you to call the National Human Trafficking Hotline.
And that
Yes, that hotline number is 1-888-373-7888. That's 1-888-373-7888. That is the National Human Trafficking Hotline number.
Or you can text 233-733.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a gut feeling, and there's something odd, and it's just a gut feeling. You don't have any proof. And I did talk to a manager there the next day about the woman, and she goes, she said, yeah, I bet that's a trafficked person, but we're not supposed to get involved because we could get hurt. That was her response.
That's why you call the police. If you think something's happening, you know.
Okay, so then you need to get their license plate or something, right?
You can get the license plate, but get a description of the person. And certainly, you know, drugstores like that, they have footage. They've got cameras.
Oh, yeah. You know,
guys, and Jackie, thank you very much for the call. And you know, guys, it's almost like people don't want to get involved.
We've been conditioned to not get involved.
Yeah, you know, people see things and they don't see things, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, things don't look even, they don't look right. And those of us who, you know, are Christian folk, And other believers, mm-hmm. You are your brother's keeper, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't. You cannot ignore situations that you. Well, I don't want to get involved.
But you know, I understand the reservation. I do. People don't want to get involved. They don't want to find themselves in jeopardy. And I encourage people: be safe. Be safe. Don't you know, make a presumption and just jump in and try to do something and it turns out to be the wrong thing. So get educated. Find out about it. Just like anything else, educate yourself on the issues out there and learn what to look for. And like you say, if you are aware of the issue and you know what it looks like, then definitely take some steps. And that number is, that's one way. Another way that we try to do informational overviews is to have sessions with groups of men. That's why we have it. That's why we have the kickoff for He-Man around Thanksgiving, because guys, everybody, you know, families together, because this is a human issue. It's not a, but like I said earlier, it's not a Democrat, Republican issue. It's not a black, white issue. It's a human issue and it's a human problem. And yeah, we need to move beyond ourselves help.
You know, what is astounding to me is when you know, we were dealing with the midterms,
mm-hmm.
man, phone line stayed lit up, right? So I know people are listening. Mm-hmm. And because we were talking about politics, right, and politricksters. So every day we're hammering away and people have opinions on those things. But that's not worth a hill of beans to the impact that this has on somebody's life, right? Mm-hmm. The development of a child.
And we need to move beyond being on the child, too.
Okay.
Everyone. It affects us all.
So we got to go to break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.